Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am pleased that Dr. Paul Lawrence, who is the undersecretary at the Department of Veterans Affairs, he handles benefits, is with us now. And you've talked to a lot of Virginians who are vets in the last couple of weeks, trying to make sure that they have an appreciation for the benefits that are available to them, especially as people kind of struggle about where to go to get good information, much less get good health care. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us today.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. Yes, you referred to the Teletown Hall I did with Virginia veterans on Thursday. Talked to about 60,000 of them and did exactly what you said. Explained, you know, what we're doing, but more importantly, answer their questions. You get to call in and ask me questions, and if I can't answer them, we have folks on the line who follow up. So we really want to either get them answers or take action so our veterans, you know, get the benefits they've earned.
We've got a lot of vets who listen to this program. I hear from them pretty frequently. What are the common issues that are popping up for people today?
Sure. Let's see. They were asking, because you can appreciate this, they're asking about the benefits. The president just signed Blue Water Navy. It gives Agent Orange, it gives benefits to those members in the Navy who served off the coast of Vietnam. Hmm. They get access to health care and benefits if they've been exposed to certain conditions. There were a lot of questions about that. And so for your listeners, if they go to va.gov and in the search bar type Blue Water Navy, they can see the conditions and they can see you know, how you apply. And it's really important because these veterans are getting older, so we worry that they might not be aware of this, but there are survivor benefits. So spouses, kids, grandkids, we just need to find these veterans so we fulfill that promise. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, as you can guess, and during this period of time, people worried about what happens to me if. A lot of questions about spousal benefits in terms of what, you know, what happens after I pass as the veteran in terms of my wife, for example. Mm-hmm. So good questions, and they help us understand what communication we probably need to do better so our veterans are aware of what's available.
Are there any unique problems that have popped up with the coronavirus as it relates to the VA hospitals and accessing immediate health care? You know, when I worked for the veterans group, the National Veterans Group, IAVA, up in New York, I was communications director, and I always got these kind of awful stories from people who had trouble accessing or getting into the system. And, you know, you're just kind of overwhelmed there at a lot of these VA hospitals where you've got a large veteran population. How is that going over the last couple of months?
Sure. So let me break it into two questions. So one is general access. And before the pandemic, we had really cracked the code on that. The wait times to get appointments, we were doing benchmarking with the private sector, mm-hmm. were shorter than many organizations in the private sector, especially for specialized care. So we were doing quite well at that. And the quality care was equal to or better than some of the private sector hospitals. Now, during the pandemic, what we had to do was stop non-essential treatment. But for the essential stuff, we've always been open and available, and that's been generally well received. There have been 10,000 veterans who tested positive for coronavirus. Most of them are now at home completing their 14-day thing. A couple thousand have made their way into our hospital, but we did not fill our beds to capacity. So what we said was, there's plenty of care available, plenty of medicine available, all the thing we ask, and we probably still do now at this period of time, based on where you are in the country. Call first for everyone's safety.
What's next on your agenda over the coming months, assuming we get through this situation and can kind of return to some sense of normalcy?
Sure. Well, one of the things people are asking about for benefits, and you might know this from your past history, is after you apply for benefits, we often ask you to do a medical exam. It's called C&P exam. Mm-hmm. We had to stop those in-person exams during this period of time. We stopped them on April 3rd for the obvious reasons. As we reopen, we know people have applied for benefits, and they often call and say, are you still processing my claim? The answer is yes, but we can't do these in-person exams. So we are planning now the ramp up to get those folks through the benefits process and award them benefits. So that's the one thing people ask about benefits. The same thing, the hospitals are beginning to, you know, plan how they will do the non-essential care. Mm-hmm. So everyone's anxious to return to the new normal, albeit with many procedures. Maybe you've seen some of these things where we'll check your temperature before we come in. Everybody will be in PPE and just, you know, appreciate the different circumstances mm-hmm. we're in.
Well, listen, I know it's a tough time for everybody to go through, whether you're providing care, whether you're seeking care, and our veterans deserve the best. So I appreciate you coming on and trying to walk us through that. Dr. Paul Lawrence, who's the Undersecretary at the Department of Veterans Affairs for Benefits. Hope it's a good couple of weeks coming up for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks for caring about veterans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.